Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble and they will fall and for.
Before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg's plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government.
I'm not comfortable with that at all. Who elected these guys to run the planet?
They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
David Rockefeller admits in his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States.
Right.
He's a traitor!
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I
been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I need you to move off the property.
Some shots were fired.
Bilderberger's right there.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is a vital part because we stop it here in Texas. We stop the new world order right here in Texas.
This thing started here. And to save this country, we kill this damn thing here.
President of the United States to carry out a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
Your new world order will fall. Yes. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
All right, everybody, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson here on Blog Talk Radio Live, 100% live, no editing, no censoring. No delay, live, not pre-recorded, live. How's everybody doing tonight? I know we haven't been broadcasting daily like we used to do in the past, but, you know, I figured we'd scale back the show a little bit, you know, during the autumn months here, maybe during the winter, maybe in the spring, pick it back up again, who knows, but... You know, the steady flow of listeners we have had, and I've gotten emails asking me, you know, when we're going to be back on, from my supporters and people that I've never even heard call into the show before. So there are a lot of people listening that I have never even met or spoken to. I know tonight a lot of my friends are going to check in from Connecticut. They told me last night, so hopefully they do. But, of course, you know, we always like to do a little introduction before we start taking calls. I know we're scheduled to broadcast for 90 minutes tonight. I will not broadcast for 90 minutes unless something exceptional happens. We'll be only on for about 60 minutes. I only put 90 minutes because, you know, you never know. You may get some certain callers that call in, and we have to extend the show. So it's going to be an hour broadcast. So if people are talking and cut you off, but if we keep talking about the same thing over and over or someone doesn't have anything new to add, then I'm just going to end the show after the 60-minute mark because, you know, I have other prior obligations that I have to attend to, and a lot of my family and supporters know about that. I don't like to put a lot of my personal business out. I know I posted on Facebook last night some of the hate mail I get, the emails I get. Oh, the threats, calling me a scumbag, a Howard Stern wannabe. No, I don't like Howard Stern. One guy called me a Jew. I had to tell him, no, I'm not Jewish. I'm a Baptist. Let's see, another guy called me a girl. I'm not a guy. I had to respond to him and tell him, I assure you, I'm not a girl and I'm not a fag. This is what you get when you go on the radio, on the internet, or if you log into any podcast, or if you're commenting on YouTube or what have you. You get the scum of society out there that has nothing else to do but sit in their parents' basement in their underwear, prowling through the internet, looking at girls on the internet, watching their pornography and agitating people and getting their jollies off of it because that's what they're doing, okay? And we see that, you know, look at these losers we have in society today. Just look at one of the last shootings we just had. The person who committed the shooting was a degenerate, you know, loser in society, never got anywhere, couldn't do anything, and every opportunity he was given, he threw away. So, and we have a lot of people like that roaming around in society today, and I'm sure a lot of you know these people. You probably rub shoulders with them every day. Some may even be in your family. Okay, they're losers. No matter how much you help them, no matter how much you try to uplift them and bring them to the top, no matter how much you give them, it doesn't matter because they can't help themselves. You can't even help them help themselves in most cases. And that's why we have a sick, sick society. We have a society that is filled with losers. They have their cell phones stuck so far up their ass, they don't know, they can't think, they can't walk straight. Okay? I remember when I was sitting at a streetlight a couple weeks ago. I said, look at these two people. Look at these two people right here. They both have their phones out. They're staring at them. They're getting ready to walk through a crosswalk. Okay? They missed the walk sign, so they run. And they're running across the street. Before they get to the other end of the street, they got to look at their cell phone. Both at the same time did it. They got to look at their smartphone or whatever the hell it is. You know what I tell people? I don't need a smartphone. I'm not stupid. Okay? I don't need a smartphone. I need a phone to tell me I'm smart. You know? Okay? I have a phone for one reason, to talk. That's it. If you can't talk to me and you're not able to talk, then I don't really want to know you because you're a zombie. You're dumbed down. You were put in front of the television set in dirty diapers when you were a child. Okay? You were given your formula, milk, with poison and toxins in it that chemicalized your brain and shrunk your brain. Your television set was your babysitter. Okay? So don't get mad at the world. Get mad at the people around you who put you in this situation. Make a change. Start talking about the things that are happening to you. Wake up. That's what we always say. Wake up. You know, you have to wake up. The light bulb has to turn on. I know it's hard. You've been chemically dumbed down. They spray it in the air on you. You're eating it in the food. Okay? You've been shot up with needles, vaccinations. There was a story the other night on the news. Girl got the flu shot. She's paralyzed now from the neck down. From the flu shot. Why anybody would want to be shot up with a virus to try to fight off a virus is beyond me. Why don't you try eating healthy? Why don't you try exercising? Why do you want to be shot up with poison? Okay? To be in the in crowd? Because you see the sign in front of Walgreens and CVS that says, free flu shots here. You got to get it. And you see everyone else doing it, so you're going to do it like the lemmings. You'll just go right over the cliff with everyone else. If any of you know what a lemming is, probably not. But, okay, it's just don't go along to get along. Why don't you stand out and be different? People called me crazy years ago when I used to tell them about the New World Order. Now they start to listen a little bit. They're starting to because we see a lot of the things that I was telling them about start to happen. We see the economy in shambles. We see our dollar not worth anything. We see prices going up and up and up and up and up. You know, you work a job, you get a paycheck, and you're broke before you even got your paycheck. You got it spent before you even got your paycheck. So when you don't get next week's paycheck, you're panicking. And we used to talk about these things, people, some people in my family, a lot of my friends, and I told a lot of people already this, and I'll say it again. I learned about the New World Order back in 1991 when George Bush gave his New World Order speech. Okay, he gave it on September 11th, 1991. That ring a bell? September 11th? A little coinkydink there, huh? September 11th, 1991. What happened in 2001, September 11th? They blew up the towers. They blew them up. Yes, they did. They blew them up. I don't want to hear nothing about some guy in a cave, okay, that was able to orchestrate some of this fantastic miracle, was able to penetrate NORAD and make NORAD stand down and, you know, fool the entire military, United States military. I don't want to hear about some guy in a cave who came from a country with less than 5 miles of railroad tracks, okay, that was able to trick the entire world and take down the two most important buildings in the world. That's why they called them the World Trade Center. That's where your world trading was going on. That's where they were trading you, by the way. We ain't going to get into that tonight, but that's where they traded you. Trafficking men's souls, like the Book of Revelation says. Trafficking men's souls. That's what they're doing. You got your number. It's called your Social Security number. Okay? Anywhere you go, you have to have that Social Security number to prove who you are. Pretty soon, you're going to get a different number. Okay? You're going to get a different number, and it's going to be stamped in your right hand or on your forehead, either in the form of a microchip, a tattoo, or what have you. Okay? It's in the health care bill. All you got to do is read the health care law. I know it's long. It's like 2,300 pages, but I read it. and it's in there, you will receive the mark. You will get it. You're going to get it, or you're going to go to jail. Just like the Bible says. It's all been prophesied thousands of years ago, but hey, the Bible's not real, right? Men wrote that book, right? You know, it's not real. Everything is foretold in the Bible. You just have to read it. I don't understand it. I can't stand the yays and the nays. I don't understand it. That's because you're an idiot. Okay? You went to a public school. They didn't teach you anything. You were only there for sex, drugs, and rock and roll, or rap nowadays. Okay? That's what the public schools are all about. They don't teach our kids nothing. If you don't believe me, just walk into a public school. Well, you can't nowadays. I'm just saying, just look at what your child is learning if you have children in a public school. If there's anyone out there who's attending a public school right now, what are you learning today that is going to benefit you tomorrow? Is there anything that you're learning? Okay? Most of us learn how to read and write by the age of 6 or 7. So what else are you learning that's going to benefit you in the world and in the economy and in the business world and in the creative world and the information world and the information age that's going to benefit you? What are you learning in a public school? Nothing. Nothing. The GED, I had the highest test score in the state of Connecticut. Okay? I got the records to prove it. Okay? I couldn't stand school. You want to know why? Because they taught me nothing, nothing. I went there and I had fun because everything they were trying to teach me I already knew because it was so simple. But I learned later on all these things. Like I told you, I learned about the New World Order in 1991, okay? A friend of mine, he said, George Bush just gave his New World Order speech. George Bush. I said, what the hell are you talking about? I thought he was nuts. He said, yeah, George Bush just gave his New World Order speech. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, don't you know about the New World Order? And he explained it. Click. It's like clicking on a light. Click. The light bulb went on in my head. I said, wow, you're right. Because I already had experiences with the law and the corrupt system. So I was able to click. You know, that light was able to turn on. But some people, they've been so integrated into the system for so many years, it's hard to make that light bulb turn on in their head. Like I said, they've been chemically dumbed down, they've been vaccinated, they've been suppressed, they've been indoctrinated by the television programming. That's why they call them television programs. You ever notice why they call a television program a program? It's to program you. Program you. Program. What's that mean? Program. Okay? They're to program you. You're gonna that episode is a program. You're gonna learn the ways of what the media is gonna teach you about what you should be programmed to do today. Okay? That's why they call it television programming. Well, you know, when we watch American Idol and Dancing with the Stars, wow, wee! You know, I never watched any of that stuff, you know? It just bores the hell out of me. I just can't even pay attention to it. I mean, you know, I do like a little bit of entertainment. I like sports and everything, but and even that, I see like felonious and fake. I think it's rigged. Because, you know, it's just because I could see what's going on because the light bulb has already been awake in me. The light bulb went on. Doesn't mean I didn't make mistakes after the light bulb went on because I rebelled against the system. And the system took real good care of me, trust me. And if anybody wants to know about what I went through or how I lived, all you have to do is read a copy of the book. It's called Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. Pick up a copy on Amazon.com, or you can email me at joegibsonishome@yahoo.com. If you don't have the money to buy one, I'll send you one for free. Now, to get back to the people who are sending me the spam mail and the email and the fake and the hate mail, like I said, I'll leave the porch light on for you anytime you want to come by. I guarantee you, you will not make it, okay, to accomplish any of what you are threatening me, okay? You will not make it. I lived on a very long dirt road. There's only one way in and one way out. And if you're able to get through my two fences that are 8 feet high, okay, you then have to get through the front door, which has 3 deadbolts. And by the way, you'll be surveilled with cameras. I have cameras that watch every inch and record every inch of my property. And if you're able to get that far, I'll be standing on the other side with a big gift for you, okay? And you know where you're going after that? It's called a casket. So I advise you to be very careful. But I know a lot of these threats are empty. They are psychotic and they're weaklings. They probably don't have a $10 bill in their pocket and they don't have enough gas money to get to my home. So if you'd like to call in and explain yourself, I'd be more than happy to take your call. I've challenged several of you many times, but you're so scared and you're such cowards, you will not. But I'm going to give the phone number out right now, 657-383-0616. Press 1 and I'll connect you. Anyone else who wants to call in tonight, you got something else you want to talk about, by all means, go ahead. The phone number is 657-0616. And if any of my Wallingford friends want to call in and give a shout out to their friends, I know I had a couple requests last night. You need to do that because I'd be more than happy to put you on, okay? So I'm going to put somebody on right now. I know you've been on hold for a while, so I'll put them on, 203-679. Hello. Who do I got? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on. You're on.
It's John.
Hey, John, I haven't heard from you in a long time. How you been?
I've been okay.
All right, well, you're from Wallingford, Connecticut. John, what have you been up to? I mean, we talked about a month ago on this show. How'd you make out with your searching for work and your personal life? Well, I mean, what's going on? I mean, do you want to say hello to anybody? I mean, what you're checking in with me tonight, obviously, because you have a reason, so... And whatever it is, I don't mind. But I want to ask you, how has it been going since we last spoke with you?
Well, I'm still looking for jobs, but besides that, my my life has been going all right.
And what about and John? Are you in school still right now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, and I don't know what school, I don't know if you want to give out your school. Do you mind? What school do you go to, if you don't mind? If you don't want to say, I understand.
All right, Lyman Hall.
Lyman Hall. Lyman Hall in Wallingford, Connecticut, correct?
Yes.
All right, Lyman Hall. Tell me, John, in Lyman Hall, what grade are you in right now in Lyman Hall? What year are you, a junior, sophomore, senior? What are you?
I'm still a freshman, man.
Freshman? Okay, all right. There's no big deal for that. But anyway, tell me something. In the ninth grade, because I remember when I was in ninth grade, what are they teaching you, or if anything, that is going to benefit you in your day-to-day life? Do you think, is there anything that they're teaching you, or you just go to be with your friends and hang out and just to be a part of the class?
Well, I mean, like, they're teaching us, like, the same shit, like, we learned from, like, sixth grade. Like, I'm still, like, doing geometry that I done in, like, sixth grade. And it's like, I already fucking know this shit. Why am I doing this shit all over again?
All right. Hey, be careful with your language, though, John, because I don't want to get in trouble here. All right? But I understand your frustration. Now, listen. So what you're telling me is repetition. They're constantly teaching you the same thing over and over, and basically they're not, and I remember that from my days in school too. They would, like, for instance, the same stuff I learned in sixth grade, they were teaching me in 10th grade, and that's why it was so boring, like you just said. I mean, because they don't want you to advance. This is a public school. See, people need to understand, these are government-run schools, federal, state, right down to the bottom, to your local towns and cities and municipalities. These children are learning the same thing over and over. They're not advancing. What did John just say? It's the same damn stuff he was learning in sixth grade. You want to learn something new that's going to help you out, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. But they don't offer it in their school curriculum, correct?
Well, I think so, yeah.
All right, okay, well, you just told us they don't. You're learning the same stuff. But, John, tell me something. When you're in school, tell me something. What's the day like in school? I mean, can you tell me, go through the day? I mean, can you articulate your day in school? Like, many people were in school. I got people on the line right now who've been in school, that were in school many years ago. I was in school a long time ago. Can you tell me what your day is like? What is it like? I mean, how does your day start? Like, your classes? I mean, what? Can you explain to me what's going on in that public school? Because we as a society want to know what you're going through and what you're learning. And you can even tell us about hanging out with your friends, or, you know, if you're in study hall, if they still have that nowadays, or lunch, or recreation. I don't know, because I'm past your generation, but tell us, what does your day start out, and just go through your day for us, if you don't mind.
Well, my day starts off whatever class I have, right? And usually,
okay.
I get, like, they, like, teach us, like, what to do or, like, what page to go on our textbooks. And we'll just do, like, our worksheets. And then when we're done, like, I don't know, we just wait till next class pretty much.
Okay. How many classes do you have in one day?
Four.
Four. Okay, and what are those classes? Can you, do you know, I mean, can you tell me what classes they are, what four classes they are?
Geometry, biology,
okay.
English, and
CE. Excuse me? Say that again?
CE. Gym?
What the, oh, gym. PE, gym. Oh, yeah, gym class. Oh, yeah. Got to have gym class, right? Playing dodgeball really help you out when you go and apply for a job, right?
They don't let us play dodgeball either.
Oh, they don't let you play dodgeball anymore. It's too violent, huh?
Yeah.
We used to play dodgeball. Yeah, I kind of figured they probably did away with that. They probably, yeah, dodgeball is a violent sport. Oh, my goodness, yeah. I mean, you're throwing a ball at somebody. That could be offensive. Go ahead.
Well, when I was in sixth grade, they still let us. But then, like, seventh grade, they, like, banned it.
They banned it, yeah. No more dodgeball, yeah. That's, I mean, throwing a ball at somebody could be offensive. I mean, you may throw it at a Chinese kid or a black kid, and that could be racism, you know, right?
Oh, my God.
Hey, tell me something. When you're in school, is there any type of dress code? Like, if you wear a short shirt saying, for instance, I support the Second Amendment, would they suspend you?
I'm not too sure, but you could try.
Well, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll send you a T-shirt now. If you're up, hey, listen, I'm going to put a challenge out there for you right now, John. Mail you a T-shirt. I'll mail you a T-shirt about gun control, and I want to know if you get suspended, and we'll call that school during the we'll schedule an early show, and we'll call that school. Are you up to it?
I don't know.
Hey,
I don't,
John, listen,
trouble,
I'm not trying to get you in trouble. All I'm saying is, look, in this country, we have the United States Constitution. There's nothing wrong with the Second Amendment. If the Second Amendment is banned from public schools and they think that's offensive, and all I'm saying is I would give you a shirt saying Hitler, Mao, and Stalin all believed in gun control. You know what I mean? So, but John, but let me ask you this. If you wore a rainbow shirt saying gay pride, you wouldn't be suspended, would you?
Well, I wouldn't either way, so.
Well, I'm not saying you're gay. What I'm trying to say is, if you did, it would be accepted, right? They wouldn't mind that, would they?
Pretty sure not.
Okay, that's my point. That's what the point I'm trying to make. Well, John, hey, you got anybody you want to say hello to or hi to? I mean, I told you I'd try to help you out tonight because you emailed me last night. You said you'd call in, and you're a man of your word, and I appreciate that. Do you have anybody you want to say hello to? Because I'm going to take some other calls. If not.
Well, I want to give somebody a shout-out. Well, a couple people, actually.
Go ahead. Hey, as many as you want.
All right. Jesse Taylor, Savannah Terzin, Sydney Ripley, and that's it.
All right. Well, can you say those names again? Because I think you broke up a little bit when you were saying it. Say it again. So this way here, they know their names were heard, and this show is archived, and I already told you we got a lot of people that archive this show and listen. So go ahead and say them again.
Jesse Taylor, Savannah Turgeon, and Sydney Ripley.
All right. Well, hey, John, I appreciate it. If you got anything else you want to say, I'm going to ask for other people to call in.
No.
All right. Hey, John. I appreciate you calling in because, you know, you're part of the younger generation, And I want to see you succeed. And I think a lot of other people out there want to see you succeed. And this is the voice. Hey, listen, those of us from the older crowd out there, you know, these are our younger people out there. John is a freshman in high school. Okay? This is our future. Okay? This is our future. John has a lot to learn in life still. And we talked about this when my nephew was on, my nephew Alex, who's in the United States Army right now, which is a friend of yours, right, John?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Well, let me tell you something. When Alex first came on this show, he could not articulate a real general conversation. I had trouble pulling information out of him. And I'm not trying to insult you or insult Alex. What I'm trying to say is, do you see how I talk? It's very easy. It's very flowing. You can ask me anything. I'll give you a straight-up answer. You know, I can put together large sentences. What I'm trying to say is the youth of today, we text message each other. We are emailing each other. So we're desensitizing our public. We have no communication with each other anymore. We can't talk. So what's that mean? We're not learning from each other as a human race, as a society. So what do we get? We get mass confusion. We get people who hate each other. We get people who don't like each other. And we have animosity towards each other. Now, back to my nephew Alex. I spoke with him on the phone last week. He had a two-day leave from the United States Army, and he was able to go off base for a little while, and he called me. And I'm going to tell you something. The way he conversed and spoke with me is such a dramatic change. And, John, didn't you say you want to go into the armed forces?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, and what branch are you going to go into?
The Army.
All right, the Army. Can I give you a little bit of advice in my opinion? I respect you want to go into the Army, and that's fine, but I want to give you my opinion. I believe that you would be more beneficial later on in life if you went into the Air Force, okay? The Air Force, you can learn a lot. You can learn a lot more trades, and the technology of today. I'm telling you, the Air Force, you would really be able to proclaim a very successful career in life later on. Now, I'm not saying the Army, you're not going to go anywhere. What I'm saying is I believe the Air Force, in my opinion, through my research and talking to people and talking to veterans, would be your best bet. As far, you know, that's what I'm trying to say. So maybe you should try considering the Air Force, and I hope you do.
I'll think about it.
All right, John. Well, hey, John, thanks for checking in with us tonight. And you said hello to your friends. If there's any of your friends who want to call in tonight and say hi to you, you're more than welcome to. If not, I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next person. I got someone else on the line who just pressed 1 now, so I'm going to put them on. I got about 28 callers on the line, and I only see 2 question marks so far. So I wish other people would really participate, and especially my supporters. Let's try to draw more people in to participate. And, John, I appreciate your support of the show, man. I really do. Thank you. I really do appreciate it, and your opinion does matter because you're the youth of today. But I'm going to connect somebody. They may have a question for you, so just stay on for a minute if you don't mind. If you have something to do, all you got to do is hang up. But I'm going to keep you on the line. And go ahead, 203-684. Hello.
Yeah, I think the Air Force would be a much better choice. Oh, anyway, this is Henry Limpet. I mean George the Fish.
All right, George Fish.
Yeah.
Don't be George the Fish. George the Fish is the one that's been threatening me online.
Yeah, I think what I just said, Henry Limpet and George the Fish. Henry Limpet was played by Don Knotts on TV many years ago, likely maybe when you were just born. He always wanted to be a fish, and that's why he was Henry Limpet. But I think both those names are AKAs, fictitious. You know,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, there's nutsos out there, whether they're real or bots. And anyway, in both instances, they're both insane, and they're both more than likely chemically flawed. So don't egg these morons on, because they have nothing better to do but cause havoc.
So, like I told you, I probably don't have enough gas money to get to my house. So, right?
Yeah, but you see, the people like that are so chemically flawed that, you know, they'll go out there, go out and hold up a gas station to get $10 to come out to put themselves in jail for 40 years, you know, for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, because they're chemically flawed and they don't know any better. But
that's true.
I would say the Air Force would be a much better choice, and I was one or two steps away from the Air Force at one time, and we're not going to get into why I didn't go in there, but I didn't.
Anyway, well, hey, John, are you still on the line, John?
Yes, I am.
All right. I mean, like I said, John, you don't have to stay, but I just want to keep you on because he wanted to ask you a question. I mean, why do you think the Air Force is a better – I mean, if there's anyone out there who's been in the Air Force, I'd appreciate if you'd call in. I don't know if any of you have. I know I got a couple of Marines on the line, but and they already told me they're actually on base right now, so they can't call in. I got an email from them. These are Alex's friends, actually. He told them about our show. So, like I said, it's pretty good. But why do you think the Air Force is a better choice?
Well,
you asking me or John?
Asking Joe this question. Yeah, I'm asking Joe.
Well, I don't know what either the Army or the Air Force has to offer, but I don't know. I don't think you're going to get too many jobs out in the civilian life jumping out of airplanes or fighting combat or anything like that. I would think the Air Force would have a much better opportunity. And also, speaking of opportunities, before you go asking for trouble in schools, at least wait until you're 18 and you can make your own informed decisions, because we don't want your mom getting mad at us.
Well, that's true. Well, I know you're talking about that challenge I put for him, but you know what? When I was in high school, you see, I grew up in the 80s. In the 80s, we were rebels. And just listen to the music we listened to. We listened to heavy metal music, John, okay? Go back to the 80s music. We didn't tolerate authority. Now, yes, we had our problems, and maybe we did contribute to the demoralization of society. However, we still stood up and we fought. We weren't scared to say what was on our mind. Okay,
well, I ain't
you know,
scared
we,
to say what's on
our
mind.
No, I know, but what I'm trying to say is we grew up in a generation where we were the leather jacket crowd. Okay, we brought switchblades to school because it was okay. You wouldn't have to go through metal detectors. You know what? If we had a problem with somebody, we fought them in the playground. And you know what? We got up and shook hands, and that was it. You know, today, you do something like that, you're suspended, and you're on Channel 8 News at 6 o'clock, you know? So, it's you know, we live in a you know society where it's okay to be gay. It's not okay to be a man, you know?
John, are you in 10th grade or 9th?
9th.
9th grade. Well, you know, if you stay out of trouble and you get a good record, it used to be that you could join the service if you were in your final year. You could go in at that time and you could complete your education in the Air Force or the Army. That's the way it was in the Air Force. So that's why I'm telling you, let's try to stay out of trouble at least for a while. And believe me, they'll look at your record too.
Yeah, is that true? Can you go into the military service early and not have to finish your year at school?
Yeah, if I get like a GED.
What I'm saying is, will they give you an early graduation because you're joining the military? That's what I'm asking.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't think he's going to get an early graduation. That would probably be illegal. But what they will do, or the way it used to be, is he could finish his education and get his GED in the Air Force. And
I would think that would
be a benefit, especially if he wants to go in. You know, at that point he'd probably be only 17 years old or maybe even 18, and he could have a real nice life in front of him.
I wanted Joe in Florida to call in because wasn't he in the Air Force, Joe in Florida?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, and I just lost his call, so I think he pressed 1, he hung up on him, so who knows, I don't know. But anyway, this studio is crazy. But anyway, John, I thought a couple of years, what about Savannah? Is Savannah out there? Is she listening tonight? Savannah?
Yes, she was.
Well, Savannah, if you're listening, okay, there she is. She just pressed one. Let's check in with Savannah real quick because we haven't heard from her for about a month and a half. Savannah, I'm connecting you right now. Savannah, hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi,
hey, Savannah. Hey, Savannah. What I talked about with school and everything, what John and I are talking about, because this is an important subject. I mean, because you're the future of society. You're the future of our country, these teenagers today. And I'm not saying Lyman Hall is going to represent the United States. What I'm saying is, though, in Wallingford, you're our future. So, Savannah, what I was saying about if I gave John a T-shirt and he wore that to school, do you think he'd be suspended or in trouble?
Yeah, probably.
Why? Why? Can you tell me why?
They'll probably say it'll, like, offend someone.
Offensive. Okay. I have to read between the lines when I talk to you. Okay. So what you're saying is if he wears any type of clothing that is offensive to other students or to the administration itself, he will be suspended from school. Or he will give, well, he'll probably be given a choice, remove the shirt or be suspended, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? Have you ever worn anything offensive to the administration or staff, or do they go over this type of stuff with you and tell you what not to wear or what you should say? I mean, are you like robots in school nowadays and you're told what to do, how to do it? I mean, do you have any type of free will or free thinking anymore?
I mean, like, at the beginning of the year, we get, like, this handbook that we have to, like, sign saying we're not going to wear stuff like that.
Bingo.
So,
that's what I'm getting at. That's bingo. I just got my answer. Okay. That's what I'm getting at. You get a handbook that tells you what you should do, what you should wear, how you should act, that because they do not want to offend other people. Tell me something. Is there anything in that handbook? Did you read that handbook?
Yeah, like, I, like, skimmed over it.
All right, you skimmed over it. Okay. Was there anything in there saying that gay pride is offensive? Or,
No.
Oh, so if someone wore a shirt saying gay pride with a rainbow on it, it would be okay. Right?
Yeah,
exactly. You see what type of children we're raising today? It's okay to be a queer. It's okay to be weak. It's okay not to be a man. It's okay to dress like a slut. It's okay to dress, you know, but it's not okay to stand up and be a man and stand up for the Second Amendment or stand up for the United States Constitution because it's offensive. So that's what I'm getting at here. And, I mean, Savannah, now I asked John the same question. Are they teaching you anything today that you think is beneficial to help you later on in life or to your day-to-day life today?
No, not really.
Not really. And, what? Folks, those of you just tuned in, this is Savannah from Wallingford, Connecticut, and I had John on the line from Wallingford, Connecticut, and these are high school students from Lyman Hall High School, okay? Lyman Hall High School in Wallingford, Connecticut. And we're getting, you know, this is very disturbing. Why shouldn't these two students come on to this show and say, yeah, my school is really good. I respect my teachers. They teach me a lot. And you know what? I think I'm learning. I think I'm doing pretty good. I have problems, but my teachers are there to help me. Instead, you know what we're talking about? What shirts are offensive? They get a handbook in the beginning of the year to tell them what they should wear. So it doesn't offend somebody, you know? I mean, this is disgusting, disgusting. Savannah, you had something to say. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
I was going to say that, like, we have different level classes, and, like, I just thought maybe I was in, like, really easy classes, so I moved up. The classes are still, like, really easy. We don't learn anything.
So the class, okay, so what you're saying is you have, like, different tiers of classes. Like, for instance, you have lower educated classes and you have higher educated classes. Now, you moved up to the higher educated class, but you're still learning the same thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Bingo. Oh, I tell you. And this, folks, this is very serious, people that are listening tonight. This is our future. These are the children. These are the people that are going to guard our borders. These are people that are going to be with the keys to our nuclear weapons. These are the people who are going to take care of us. These are the people who are going to be writing the laws later on in life. You know? I mean, aren't you afraid? I mean, don't you think this is crazy? What's going on here? Why aren't these phone lines blowing up for people complaining and yelling? I mean, I have 28 people on the phone line, and I don't have anyone asking any type of question whatsoever for Savannah and John. I mean, it's just pathetic. It's pathetic. But Savannah, let me ask you something. Well, Blake, go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, let's hope these children, these kids today are the ones that are going to be running our country, because it may be a better country then, because right now what we're having is we're having the Black Panthers, we're having all the hippies from the late 50s, 60s, they're the ones who are in charge. Al Sharpton, in and out of the White House, and you know none of these people can be trusted, and they all have their own agenda. And just look at Bernie Sanders, the guy that's running for president. He was a hippie from the Bronx in New York. Look at his motives and what he wants. These are the kind of people that are in charge now. So let's hope these children grow up and they have a head on their shoulders, and the people that are in charge today don't really ruin this country and bring it down, because that's their goal.
That's right. Hey, Savannah, do you want to say hello to any of your friends? Or because I know you probably got a few of them listening tonight. I got a bunch of people on the phone from Connecticut, and I know they may be your friends. So you want to say hello to anybody?
I guess I'll just say hi to Sydney and John.
Sydney and John. Well, John's on the other line. John's on the other line, so he can hear you. And I don't know about your friend Sydney. I don't know who that is. I mean, I don't know if she called in or not, but she might be listening on her computer. I don't know. But because I don't get the smartphone listen. But I got Mike from Wisconsin who just pressed one, thank goodness. So I'm going to put him on, and then we'll start getting ready to wrap it up soon, okay? So, Mike, go ahead, contribute for us. This is Mike from the state of Wisconsin.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Joe. Good evening, everybody. Hey, since we have these two young children on the line, I would like to know how easy it would be for them to go out and get a handgun. How easy is it?
That's a good question. Mike, that's a good question, Mike. That's a good question. Tell me, say, John, if I gave you $500 and said, can you buy me a gun, could you find one?
I don't know. I'd probably have to go to, like, New Haven or something, but...
No. That's not what I'm asking you. What I'm asking you, John, is this. If I gave you $500 and I said, hey, here's $100 just for you, could you go out and buy a handgun if you had the money?
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right, so you wouldn't know. I mean, if you wanted to buy a handgun, could you find one? Could you?
I don't know, to be honest.
All right, so you're not into that type. You're not into that. So you're not into guns or weapons. And maybe Mike, yeah, you're right, but you heard what he said. Maybe I'd go into the city, New Haven, you know, and he could go searching for one. So it wouldn't be that hard, basically. Would it be hard for you to get a gun, John?
Maybe.
All right, so
yeah,
he's not. All right.
The reason I asked is Milwaukee has really turned into a little Chicago in the last year. There's a shooting every single day.
Milwaukee, Mike, has really turned into a violent city. You're right.
It definitely has. And, you know, innocent people are getting shot. Standing at the bus stop yesterday a woman came out of a store and was, hijacked, or her car was hijacked, and, you know, they wanted her keys and her purse. Well, she wouldn't give up her purse, and she didn't, but they got her keys and her car, and the cops caught them 4 or 5 miles down the road, and there was a big chase, and they ended up slamming into a electric pole, and
wow.
The kicker is, the driver was 16, and the two passengers were 15 and 13.
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
So where did they get? They all had handguns to the point of this woman to steal their car, you know? And it's like, this is what I mean. You know, you can take a gun and set it on the table, and it'll never kill anybody, you know?
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Well, yeah. Mike, you know, Mike, I just want to say something. So, putting two teenagers on the spot on a radio show and asking them if they can get guns or if they know anybody who has guns may kind of get them in trouble with their peers, you know? So,
yeah,
but I,
well,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
I'm just kind of asking, you know, how available would it be to be able to, you know, if you just wanted to get one, would you know how? Or is there an avenue that you figure you could take to get something like that?
Well,
you know,
I'm not going to say who. Well, Mike, I'm not going to say who, where, when, and how. But yeah, I've gotten emails already while you were sending something. Yes, it's very easy for these teenagers to obtain guns. Okay.
Yeah, and you know the thing is, you know, when I was growing up, even with my brother Joey on the line. You know, you couldn't get a gun back then, you know, I mean,
unless you stole from your parents.
So, yeah, unless you did that, of course, but I'm just saying that, you know, there was, of course, there was no internet and there was no eBay and anything like that. And,
yeah.
But, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, the gun problem is getting out of hand.
Yeah,
but
what are we
doing
about it? But Mike, what are we doing about it? What are we going to do? Make more laws? I mean, what are we going to do? Criminals will always be able to, you know?
As far as getting guns, they're starting to do away with it now, but you go to gun shows, and what you buy is pieces of guns, and then you go home and put it all back together, and you have a real gun. But if I knew back then what I know now about technology, and in today's day and age, I just buy a 3D printer and print my own gun.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. You know, what
Joey's trying to say is that basically anybody with a little knowledge, you know, if he can print his own gun, I mean, how can you stop innocent people or young people from getting one
Education, Mike. Education. You know what I say, Mike? Is you can't stop people from getting what they want. You can't stop people. It's just like drugs. Let's go to the drug war. If people want drugs, they're going to do them. They're going to do it. If people want guns, they're going to get guns. If people want to watch TV, they're going to watch TV. If people want money, they're going to steal to get it. The problem is, so what are you going to do, lock up the entire country? So let's get back to the gun issue. So what I say is, we as a family, when I was 13 years old, Michael, I slept with a gun rack above my head in my grandmother's log cabin with a 30-06, a 12-gauge, and a 410, okay? Did I wake up in the middle of the night and start shooting everybody or bring it to school and blow everybody up? No. It was called responsibility, okay? Because I knew what that gun meant, and I knew the responsibility. And if I wanted to go out after school and go shooting, I could, because I was taught the responsibility of learning knowing how to own a gun and what to do with a gun. And the problem is, you see, Mike, what we were just talking about with John earlier, if I gave him a pro Second Amendment shirt, they would suspend him from school. People are like, guns. Wow, guns. Oh, my goodness. Guns should be at the kitchen table every night while we're eating. This country was founded on God, guns, and guts. And you know what? That's the American culture, and you're not going to change it because there are people out there who will die before they give up their guns, and I'm one of them, okay? So it's not going to happen. And so what do we do then? We educate people how, you know?
You know what we do? We're going to have to start over is what we're going to have to do, because they had the woman's movement, and they put the woman in the workforce. You know, I said it before, these people take a long time dealing with what they're doing. And now the women are in the workforce, and there's nobody home for these children. And when they get home from school or they're going to school, there's nobody there because women have to make the same amount of money as a man, and they have to have the same rights and everything. And unfortunately, a woman is not a man, and a man is not a woman. And it's all about getting those tax dollars and getting them out of the home.
That's right, and that's right. And breaking up the American family. That's what it's all about, Joe.
It goes back to the family, you know, roots and everything. I didn't have anybody to come home from when, you know, I was in middle school and high school. Neither did you, Joe. And,
well, wait a second.
You know,
well, wait a second, Mike. Wait a second now, Mike. But you had a peers. You had your Aunt Clara. You had your Uncle Larry. You had your great-grandmother, Teresa. You had a family. You had family that has generations of experience that taught you, even though you were less fortunate as growing up, it doesn't matter. You had an inner circle of family that taught you right from wrong. They made you go out there and cut their grass at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when you came home from school, right?
Yeah, well, they didn't make me, but I mean, it was an obligation which I took on. You know, because I wanted to.
That's right.
It wasn't, you know, and what I'm trying to say is, you know, when Little House on the Prairie was around, you know, they had guns, like you just said, Joe, hanging on the wall. You know, you didn't see little pumpkin head, you know, jump up and grab the gun and shoot everybody dead at the kitchen table. I mean, you know.
That's right.
Mean, that's what I'm saying. I think, you know, it has to go back to the core of the family, you know. What, you know, just like your grandmother Betty, you know, she did what her parents told her to do, and you know, there wasn't any. Well, you know, I don't want to do that. Well, you know, nowadays that I guess that's common, you know, response, you know. But I don't know. You know, just like my brother. Just like my brother said, you know, it would be great if we could just, you know, click a mouse and start over again, you know.
Well, that's what Joe said, start from the beginning. Start from the beginning. We have to go back to the beginning.
Yeah, because what's happening here in America is, you know, we fought in Vietnam, so we went to Vietnam. You know, Hitler went to Poland or wherever he went. Russia's going to Syria or whatever. What Obama's doing to this country is he's bringing the terrorists here to fight us. That's what he's doing.
Well, Joe, I want to say something else. I got a couple emails from the teenagers on the phone tonight and their friends. What I said, if they want guns, they're going to get it. If they want to do drugs, they're going to do it. If they want to watch TV, they're going to do it. If they want money, they'll steal to get it. And what I'm trying to say is, you know, this is how they believe. They're going to do what they want to do. The problem is what Mike just said. We got to get back to the family. Where's the penalty? Where's the accountability? You don't have any because the public schools are in charge now. They want to dumb down our children. Like you said, they're chemically dumbed down, too. We're eating poisonous food. That's altering our brains. You know, we're not thinking straight. We're being sprayed. You know, like freaking animals. I mean, it's crazy. It's just a big, big circle of mess. And the only thing we can do, like you said, is go to the beginning.
Yeah, well, when man gets involved in anything, they generally screw it up. And I'm not purporting that everyone should be growing poppies and taking opium and everything. But opium is very, very safe compared to all the man-made alternatives after opium. They turn it into heroin, they turn it into other drugs, they turn it into crack, and every time they refine it and turn it into something else, it's worse than what it was. And
Joe, I just not to interrupt you, but I just got a message from one of our listeners. These are teenagers. They know about the tap water, the poison in the tap water, the fluoride. I mean, you know.
The problem with the water is that's good. They're learning. They're learning, and that's good. The fluoride and everything. And if you contact your city's water department, they'll send you a list of what's in your water. The only problem is, you see, they're not going to tell you that there's Viagra in it, and that there's rocket fuel in it, and there's kerosene in it, and there's gasoline in it. Do you know why they're not going to tell you that? Because they don't test for those, and they don't test them for a reason. And they don't test for them, because if they don't test for them, then they don't have to tell you what's in there. But you'll see everything that they've tested for anyway, and they'll probably send it out to you for free. Or in Meriden here, they send it out every year.
That's right. And, you know, this is a very interesting show, and those of you who joined us later on, you know, we had several teenagers on tonight from Wallingford, Connecticut, and one of them we know, Savannah Turgeon, and then we had John Mora from Wallingford, Connecticut, and we had a couple others that have sent me emails. And so those of you who tuned in late, we're talking about what these children are being brought up to believe, to think, to eat, smell, and dress like. And we wonder why society is so sick and why things are happening the way they are, just like the title of the show, Understanding the Times in Which We Live. And then we talked about the hate mail I get, which, you know, we don't have to go too far into that, because, like you said, Joe, those people are losers, and, you know, they probably don't have enough gas money to get here to do anything to me. And what it is, they're idle threats, and we don't even know if they're real anyway. They could be agitators. But
that's what
anyway,
they are.
Yeah. Anyway,
I got two more things to say before I end the night.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I mentioned it many times before. We're talking about opium and heroin and morphine and all that stuff, as I was saying before, you know. And you brought up a good something before, government. If you look at what government means, when you govern something, you control it. Mental, mind, control your mind, government. Okay, so it's not what you eat that's so important. It's not all the bad things that you eat. It's what you don't eat that's important. So your body is self-healing. If you eat the right foods, your body will self-heal itself. It's not what you know that makes you smart. It's what you don't know that will make you smart.
All right.
I'm done.
All right. Well, thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. If anyone else has something they want to contribute real quick, because I'm going to start getting ready to wrap it up. I said I only wanted to go an hour. We went a little bit over, which is okay. That's why I do 90 minutes. The phone number is 657-383-0616. But I want to say thanks to the friends in Wallingford tonight that chipped in and contributed to the program. It's always good to hear new callers. And it's good to hear from the regular supporters of the show, Mike out in Wisconsin, and we heard Savannah from Wallingford, Connecticut, so that's great, and we heard Joe from Meriden, and these are important subjects we talked about. Remember, this show is going to be archived, and John and Savannah, they gave a shout-out to their friends, so you need to tell your friends. Go back, if you want to hear your name, because I know they get a kick out of that, and they like that, hearing their name over the radio. Go back and download the show. You'll hear your name. You'll hear your friends talk about you. But thanks for everyone that participated tonight. I really do appreciate it. And we'll do another show in the next couple days. I think I'm going to cut it back to a couple times a week, and we'll leave it at that. So, hey, we talked about some very important subjects tonight. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I mean, I really appreciate the supporters that participated tonight. Anyway, good night, everyone. God bless. Take care.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Mike. Anna, John.
In the councils of government,
good night.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
It is an open letter to the New World Order. You have had control for so many years, played your war games, making money off both sides of the wars, robbing the common citizens of this nation every way we turn, our gas, our food, our utilities, our toys, etc. But the internet has turned out to be your own worst enemy. We know you now. Patriots like myself have researched and found out who you are, where you work, where you eat, where you live, where you play. We watch you every day. We are the guy sitting in the car across the street. We are that new guy who just joined your church or came to work for one of your companies. We live for the day when you will be dealt the same level of evil and cruelty you have been dealing all of humanity. You may know everything about us too, but we don't care. I pray that you try to round me up for one of your FEMA death camps, for you would rather tickle a tiger's ass inside a phone booth than try to take me alive. We fear you not. We may wait on you to make your first move to try to take our liberties, or we may go ahead and strike first and remove you from the face of the earth. All your money and power will not protect you from our vengeance, which we will have very, very soon. You forget there is strength in numbers. You forget there are still American patriots by the millions who will never submit to you or be your slaves.
You have reached the voicemail box.
You forget about the 200 million firearms on the streets of America. All you New World Order thugs combined, Blackwater, the brainwashed military, the thug jackbooted cops, FEMA stormtroopers, United Nations peacekeepers, cannot even come close to the new.
You have reached the voicemail box.
You will make your last and stupid mistake when you declare martial law and try to round us up. But we will fight to the death and take you with us. You should never sleep easy, for you never know when you may wake up in the middle of the night with a Colombian necktie and us standing over you, laughing while you take your last breath. And when we, the people, take this nation back from your evil grip, we will hunt you to the ends of the earth and shoot you down like mangy dogs. Sweet dreams, motherfuckers. That communication came in from a sniper. I suggest you think about what the fuck you're doing to our goddamn country. Now, a message from the Sons of Liberty concerning the New World Order. You're fucked.
Right.